fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our second hour. This is Firearms Monday. We're hoping to have Sam Andrews with us. He's not with us at the moment. The prep tip of the day is to stock up on paper products. Yes, I do, in fact, own 20 miles of toilet paper. How do I know that? Well, these large commercial rolls like you find in public restrooms, they don't have individual sheets and are measured in feet as opposed to sheets. So the prepper tip today is to stock up on toilet paper. You can get those large commercial rolls by the case at Amazon. It looks like we now have with us my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols and high-end first aid in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. There's an excellent video there to teach you how to properly clean your rifle. You may think you do, but quite frankly, if you haven't seen this video, you don't or had the training. There's a telephone, and it will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. If you'd like to order a custom rifle built, sign up for classes. I don't know if there's any classes left to sign up for right now, but there will be in the future. Or get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging. The telephone number is 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us as always, sir. Well, each successive week is a bit more strange than the week before, isn't it, sir?
We live in interesting times, do we not?
To say the least. To say the least. Things are moving very quickly. I've been speculating that if Joe Biden or his surrogates are going to be running, or not running, I should say, they need at least a year. That time has come and gone already before the election. But I would say a minimum of 9 months would be January if they're going to have somebody take the place of Joe Biden on the ticket. What do you think, sir?
Oh, I think they can pull that move in March if they need to. I think they'll have plenty of time. Really? Yeah, I find it darn near impossible, nothing short of a miracle, for anyone other than a Democrat to win a national election at this point. And before anyone out there thinks I'm just being negative, I'm not. Actually, I was probably the first person in the United States that said Donald Trump, if he runs, will win in 2016. And everybody told me I was crazy. And there's a record of it at a website. So if you don't believe me, you can give me a call on Wednesday and I'll point you to the website. You can go back through the archives and see my comments in 2014 saying if Donald Trump wins, he will dominate. He will beat every Republican. He will win the nomination and then win the election. I also told everybody in 2020 that Donald Trump cannot win because there was nothing done in the swing states to fix the voter fraud.
Right.
And if someone can explain to me what's changed in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Arizona, these places where we have disgusting and ongoing voter fraud, if that's been fixed, Donald Trump has a chance. But I don't know of anything that points to any real corrections in those swing states. And without honest elections in the swing states, a Republican, it doesn't matter what his name or her name is, has no chance.
I agree. We have a first call already. We have Nick in Missouri. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing this morning?
Outstanding.
Hey, Nick, how's it going?
Well, so far, so good. Sam, I have a question for you pertaining to shooting a long-range suppressed rifle. I really enjoy my AR-10 chambered in .308 shooting that suppressed, but just like the problems that that we had when I came down for training, you know, after say two magazines, it starts to have trouble chambering around, and
the suppressor fouls it out.
Yes, sir. Having a hard time finding a piston kit for an AR-10, Adams Arms, the ones I've put on my .556 rifles. They don't seem to exist. I can't seem to locate them.
Well, do you have an adjustable gas block on your AR-10, on your suppressed AR-10 right now?
Yes, sir.
You do have an adjustable block?
I do.
And you've turned the gas down to the point where it'll just barely lock back on the last round?
I've not gotten that far into it. I haven't shot it a tremendous amount.
Let me tell you why that's important, okay? Because on a precision AR-10, you really don't want a piston kit. It causes vertical dispersion. Kind of ruins the point of having a long-range precision rifle. We're really big on controlling vertical, okay? And the piston kit causes vertical dispersion. The gas impingement systems don't. That's why we use the piston kit on the close quarters battle rifles, 400 yards and in, and we use gas impingement on the longer range rifles. But what you want to do is you want to turn your gas system down, okay, until it won't kick the brass out. Dial your adjustable gas block down until the brass doesn't come out. You got to pull it out by hand by yanking the charging handle back. Now, do you have clicks or do you have a screw that you turn?
I believe I have the clicks.
Okay, so what you want to do is turn it down, probably a needle valve system. So spin it in so it blocks the hole and then fire a shot. Doesn't kick out, kick that round out, put a new round in, give it two clicks. Fire a shot. Doesn't kick the round out, pull the round out, put a new round in using the charging handle, open it up two clicks, fire a shot. Now, at the moment that it actually starts to move the bolt and wants to kick the brass out, then you're going to pull the brass out, put a new round in, and only open it one click. Now, at some point, six or seven rounds down the road, you're going to have that thing kick out and lock back. And you can only have one round in the magazine and the gun total at the same time for this test. So don't stuff a magazine full of rounds and do this. One round only in the mag. Got to have an empty mag in the gun and a round in the chamber. Now, if you do this test, right, eventually you're going to reach a point where it kicks the brass out and locks back, maybe 7, 8, 9 rounds down the road on the test, right? But now you found the perfect position for your gas block where you have enough to operate the gun but you're not dumping all of this extra burnt powder and residue into your action. Your AR-10 will shoot twice as long before fouling out if you do this test and do it right.
Understood. And I assume the same goes for my my precision 5.56, shooting that suppressed with a gas impingement system.
Right, you can do, if you have an adjustable gas block and a suppressor on your gas and a gas impingement system, you can do the exact same thing on the AR-15. Now, on the AR-15s, we give it an extra click. So once it locks back, we give it one more click. We want to make sure that thing's running hard and reliable in cold weather. So we give it one more click.
And always keep my bore brush and cleaning solvent handy just for those scenarios where it does get a little bit too dirty.
Yeah, and by the way, I think Napa Auto Stores now have a carbon fiber, a dry graphite lube that you can buy in a spray can that works quite well. And so if you want your suppressed gas impingement precision guns, if you haven't switched your CQB guns over to a piston system yet, and you want them to run more reliably, you clean them and degrease them really, really well. And then you put a very light coating of dry graphite spray on the bolt carrier and inside the receiver. Don't get it too thick or it won't run. You got to put a thin layer of it on there and then let it dry for an hour. What I usually do is I clean and degrease my bolt and then I warm it up with a hairdryer or a heat gun or something. I get it nice and warm and then I spray don't get it over 200 degrees, but get it warm and then spray it with carbon fiber graphite spray and let it dry for an hour. And then wipe synthetic oil over everything. And your guns with a suppressor gas impingement will run 2 to 3 times as long without fouling out.
Roger that. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Make it a good day.
Nick, okay. Have a great week. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Nick. We appreciate it. For a person who's not part of the gun culture at this level, the science and technology and engineering that goes into precision marksmanship is totally unknown for the most part, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, it's really a rare bird to find a guy that really understands the principles of long-range shooting and precision marksmanship because it's unlike defending yourself with a handgun. It's very technical. You know, if you've got a semi-auto handgun and you know how to use it, you can be pretty darn good at defending yourself. But in the precision long-range game, you've got to know equipment, you've got to know ammo, you've got to know coating technologies, you've got to know how to read the wind, you've got to know how to adjust for yaw of repose. If you're shooting past 1,200 yards, you've got to know how to deal with Coriolis effect. That's the rotation of the earth and how it affects the placement of your bullet on the target, because your flight times are so much longer when you get past 1,200 yards. So there's so much to know. And it's a lot of fun. It's great fun researching this stuff, learning this stuff, testing this stuff. If you're the kind of guy that likes to build things or likes to experiment or likes to do things that are unusually difficult, long-range shooting is just a whole bunch of fun.
It is, and it's a challenge. And I want to give everybody a heads up. Well, the 2024 class schedule will be posted, I believe, in March or April.
April 10th is always our goal to have the schedule up.
And so there's a few months here for people to plan ahead and think about this. And I want to plant some seeds for people to think about this. Now, using myself as an example, a distance of 300 yards or more in my neighborhood is possible, but a very remote possibility. So why does John Moore want to be able to hit a 12-inch steel plate 1,000 yards, which in my neighborhood, once again, the occasion for that happening would be a rare, rare thing. Here's why. Because I know that my confidence level is up tremendously. If I know I can hit a 12-inch steel plate at 1,000 yards, that means at 300 yards, I can hit a 4-inch diameter target pretty much every time. And that's a very good confidence builder. It gives me the confidence that I want, that I need if I have to go into combat to be up against bad guys who want to cause myself or my neighborhood harm, I know that I can do it with confidence, not having to guess whether I can do it, because I know I can do it. So I want everybody to at least consider that, think about it. Don't be making any equipment purchases before you get some knowledge from Sam first when it comes to the rifle, the caliber, the optics. Be sure you consult with Sam before you make a $1,200 mistake buying the wrong optic, for example. That would be a smart thing to do, wouldn't it, Sam?
Absolutely. You know, one of the blessings of training people to Freedom Center is that we get to test and see equipment from all over the country and even from different places in the world. And the advantage of that is significant because it allows us to see what works well and what doesn't work well. It also allows us to see what is easy for the student to learn and use and what is difficult for the student to learn and use. And we have learned that a second focal plane, minute of angle reticle from Night Force is far and away the best reticle to learn long-range shooting with. It's called the MOAR reticle. So if you're going to buy a scope for your long-range rifle and you're going to come take a class at the Freedom Center, go put a Night Force scope with an MOAR reticle. Not just any minute of angle reticle. The MOAR reticle is the one to use.
Now, tell us, Sam, who designed that reticle?
Well, I sent that design to Jeff Huber back in 1994. Jeff Huber was the principal executive at Night Force USA, and he refused to make the reticle. And I begged him and begged him and begged him because I needed it for a security operation called the Global Traverse. Right. And I called him every 2 months. I'd call him and beg him to make the reticle. I only need 5 scopes, Jeff. Just make me 5 reticles. No, that's not enough. That's not enough. So we got close to the time we were going to leave on the expedition. I'm like, Jeff, I need these reticles. How many do I got to order? I order 20? I'll order 20. Do I have to order 50? I'll order 50. I'll borrow the money and order 50 scopes from you, Jeff. I need the reticles. And I finally shamed him into, he's like, I'll make it. I'll make the design. But he didn't make it exactly the way I sent it to him.
Uh-oh.
He took the 1 minute tick marks out that were between the 2 minute hash marks.
Really?
And he called it the R2 reticle. And right. The R2 reticle for 20 years outsold all the other reticles combined for Night Force.
No,
it was an extremely popular reticle. And then finally, people started complaining because the bullets were getting better and people were shooting their 308s out past 1,000 yards.
Right.
Because the bullets were flying further. And people were telling Jeff, hey, we need something with 1 minute spacing, not 2 minute spacing. We need finer holdover points. So then he put the 1 minute 22 years later. He put my 1 minute tick marks back in my design and called it the MOAR.
Now, how many men, if you know, you may not know, have designed reticles for Night Force, sir?
Oh, I have no idea. I would imagine Jeff probably did most of them before he left Night Force and went to Vortex.
So we're looking at maybe 6 or 7 maybe at the most.
I would imagine Jeff and I and maybe one other person had input on
Reticle. It's a short list.
It's a fairly short list. And Jeff was a genius, by the way. Jeff Huber was a great man, and he was really smart, and he grew Night Force into what it is today. And now that he's gone, I can tell you the customer service isn't as good, but it's still better than most of the other scope companies.
Well, I was at, I think it was a NRA National Convention, which is also a massive gun show. And the guys and gals at the Night Force display were treated like rock stars. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, they're good.
It was amazing. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Liberator Rocket Heater. The Black Friday sale on Liberator Rocket Heaters is in effect right now. 20% off everything, the heaters and the pellet hoppers. You can place your order at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You want to send me a check, just mail it. My address is right there at my website. And my toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Well, Sam, are there any classes left this year with any openings, sir?
There is one class left starting this Thursday. It's a basic tactical course, 2 days of handgun and 2 days of rifle. One class left. We have two spots open.
Outstanding.
And this will be the last class of the year for basic tactical training. So if you want to get off on a really good foot and you want to have one of these prerequisite classes out of the way before next year and be able to take a combat medic course, which I think is the coolest course other than the long range classes, I think they're a lot of fun. But the combat medic course is just amazing. You got to have this class.
And the weather they're predicting it will be tolerable. You just dress warmly. It won't be Arctic cold. It'll be cool. And just dress appropriately with some long underwear, something to cover your head, and you'll be fine, won't you?
Well, Well, it'll be cool in the morning, but we're typically in the classroom in the morning.
All right.
And so the weather, let me just take a look at the weather. Well, it's 52 right now.
Right.
In Lebanon, Missouri, it's 52 degrees. Let me look at the daily report. It's supposed to be 68 on Thursday.
All right.
That's 62 very nice. On Friday, 62 on Saturday, and 61 on Sunday. It just doesn't get any better.
Sweater weather. Wear a sweater, you'd be good to go.
Well, if you're in full kit, you know, if you're wearing your gear, that's pretty nice weather to train in. Sweatshirt and kit, it'll work.
There you go. You ready for our next caller here, Sam?
I have a sneaking suspicion.
Kyle from Montana. From
my long-lost friend Kyle in Montana.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. Sam, you reminded me of something that I was going to ask you a while back. I was looking at those night force scopes, putting something on my wish list. And I was looking, and they have illuminated and non-illuminated scopes. And so I was wondering, with that MOAR reticle, they have them both ways. I was curious your thoughts on that, and then the power to be able, if you were, like, if I was shooting a 30-06 compared to, you know, I'm not a 308 fan, but I like the 30-06 because I have to use it for hunting or everything else as well.
How far do you shoot the 30-06, Kyle?
I have shot it. The longest animal that I've ever shot and killed was 705 paces. But okay. I have shot it at 1,000 yards with my hand loads using 190 grain Bowtail Sierra bullets. And we had a 12 by 18 inch steel target. And after I got it zeroed in, of course, I don't have anything close to a night force on it right now. But after I got it zeroed in to where I was using it, I hit that 5 out of 7 times using a bag, just laying in prone position with a backpack down on the ground. Gotcha. But I would love to be able to have a much better precision scope. But I know my experience so far with the illuminated reticle has not been very good, you know, and I turn it as low as possible, and I don't have one on my scope now. I turn it as low as possible, but for a hunting situation, I haven't found it to be very good. And I was curious your thoughts on it, and then also your thoughts on the variable range of the, you know, the scope, which one you would prefer.
So let's start with the variable power issue first. You can buy a Night Force in a 3 to 10 power. You can buy it in a 4 to 14 power. These are SHV scopes. These are the least expensive Night Force scopes that have the MOAR reticle. So you can buy it in a 3 to 10, a 4 to 14, and a 5 to 20. Those are your options, 5 to 20 power.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to collimate thermal in front of it, I would stick with the 4 to 14 because that works really, really, really well. The 4 to 14 by 56 with the MOAR reticle is an extremely flexible scope. Now, keep in mind, our Marine Scout snipers shot out to 1,100 yards with a fixed 10 power. So 14 is enough to get it done, and we'll talk more after the break. Hold on.
We have about an hour break. Okay. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Today is the last day of the Veterans Day sale on energy cleaners, $25 off energy cleaners, 20% off mattress pads. That ends at midnight tonight. Today is the first day of the Black Friday sale on Liberator rocket heaters. This is a great sale. 20% off the rocket heaters, 20% off the pellet hoppers. And you can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line. My order takers don't have a clue about the sale. Just place your order. I do the sale price refund manually. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. And we have some discourse here with Kyle in Montana. I'm not sure who was next.
Well, we were talking about Night Force scopes, and if you're on a budget, which type of scope you want to buy. You want to buy the SHV in second focal plane with the MOAR reticle, and you have three power options. You have 3 to 10, 4 to 14, and 5 to 20. I like the 4 to 14 model, and especially for Kyle's application because he's shooting a 30-06. Now, 30-06 is not the flattest shooting rifle out there today. So here's the interesting thing. The more powerful scope you buy, the less reticle you have for hold points, because when your magnification goes up, your field of view goes down. So, for example, on a 5 to 20 Night Force, you have 10 minutes above the main crosshair, you have 20 minutes below the main crosshair. That's not enough for the 30-06. But if you buy the 4 to 14, you have 10 minutes above the main crosshair, and you have 30 minutes of hold points below the main crosshair. Now, most 30-06s are somewhere between 30 and 34 MOA from 100 to 1,000 yards. So if you want to be able to use the scope to shoot out to 1,000 yards and not have to dial the elevation turret, which is quite the advantage, it's a lot faster and more accurate. Elevation turrets are not as good as laser-edged reticles. So you want to learn to use the reticle. And for the 30-06 with a 190, your velocity is probably not over 2,600 feet per second. And so you're going to want that 4 to 14 so that you don't have to start dialing that elevation knob. You want to be able to shoot that thing out to the range the gun can shoot and be supersonic without touching that turret. Does that make sense, Kyle?
Absolutely true. Yep.
Now, let's talk about the lighted reticle versus not lighted reticle. Back in the day, when we had night vision that we would collimate or we would put on the ocular bell, I like that system better, by the way. When we had night vision, the illuminated reticle was useful for a very short period of time in the morning and a very short period of time in the evening. So back then, we used our day scopes during the day, and then when it got too dark to see with the day scope, we put on the night vision, and that way we could operate at night in the dark. And the issue was, there was a 15 to 20 minute period, depending on the cloud cover and everything, where it was too dark to see the reticle, but it was too light to use the night vision. And that's why those lighted reticles got put on scopes, because in that transitionary period between your day scope and your night vision setup, that lighted reticle, if you turned it down to where you could barely see it, was very effective in that transitionary 20-minute period in the morning and in the evening. Now that we have thermal, none of that matters. Thermal works day or night. It's absolutely incredible. You can collimate thermal in front of your night force and go to work, and you don't have to worry about the illuminated reticle. So there's not really a reason to have an illuminated reticle if you have a good thermal. If you don't have a good thermal, it'll still help you at the very end of the day or early in the morning, you know, right before the sun reaches a certain point above you. So I'm not a huge fan of the illuminated reticle, although if you know how to adjust the rheostat and the brightness, it can be helpful that last 15 minutes before it gets too dark to shoot.
Okay, interesting. Very good. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Sam. As usual, you're full of the best information I know of.
Thank you, Kyle. Anyway,
yeah, appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, hey, Kyle. Appreciate
you.
You
have a great week. Take care.
You call too. Numbers 512-248-8252. There's been some interesting pro-Second Amendment court decisions recently, hasn't there, Sam?
Well, I've been working, John. I haven't been following it. Tell me what's happened.
Well, the whole thing involving these grips on these ARs has been done away with, where they attempted to regulate them out without Congress passing a law to make these arm braces illegal. It's gone away.
So did the Supreme Court rule or the Federal Court of Appeals?
I think it was the Court of Appeals. I might be wrong, but I think it was the Court of Appeals.
Well, the arm brace thing's absolutely stupid. And you know, these executive branch agencies of the federal government are out of control. There's only two solutions to that, by the way. abolish the BATFE completely. Get rid of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Get rid of them completely, or limit their focus to the importation of illegal arms.
Well, for purposes of educating people of how crazy it was, there was a period of time, I don't know if it was several weeks or months, that if you went to a public range and you had an AR-15 with the arm brace, as long as you used it as an arm brace in the prescribed manner, it was perfectly legal. But if you detach it from your arm and place that same brace against your shoulder, you become a criminal just because you held it improperly. Do you recall that, Sam?
Oh, yeah, I recall. And you know, it's absolutely absurd. The federal government has no authority, none, zero authority under the U.S. Constitution to regulate firearms. Now, when are we going to read the Constitution and admit this? When are we going to get a lawsuit that says that Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms has no constitutional authority, no enumerated power whatsoever to regulate firearms? In fact, it's one of the few things in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, where they are told, do not infringe. In other words, don't even go near it.
Right.
The power to regulate firearms, ammunition, supplies is a state power. It's an individual power, according to the 9th, 10th Amendment, and the 2nd Amendment. If it's not specifically enumerated in the document called the Constitution of the United States, then that power does not exist. The federal government has no authority, none. Why do we continue to tolerate this criminal overreach by the federal government? They have none. And you know, our SEPA regulation in Missouri stated we do not recognize federal firearms laws because there is no enumerated power in the U.S. Constitution giving the federal government any authority at all whatsoever, absolutely no authority, zero authority over firearms. Enough of this. You know, and see, I think the ATF knows this because when Montana passed a law saying we're not using your federal InstaCheck system, this is a state authority, not a federal authority, we're not using your InstaCheck system, guess what? The ATF didn't challenge them. Now, why would the ATF not challenge Montana when Montana thumbed their nose at federal gun law? I'll tell you why they didn't challenge them. Because if they had challenged them, they would have lost at the Supreme Court. Right, the Supreme Court would have said, right. And they didn't want to set a precedent for every other state in the union to thumb their nose at the federal government.
Exactly. Yep. I befriended the agent in charge of St. Louis ATF through a professional organization. In the mid-80s, I belonged to several organizations for investigators, and so I was visiting him in his office, and he presented as a gift to me the a copy of the 1968 Gun Control Act, a bound copy, and I looked at it and I thanked him and I said, oh, by the way, do you know that this is almost a word-for-word English translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws? He didn't respond. So I asked a second time. He still didn't respond. Third time I asked him, he was obviously getting a little written hot under the collar. And he says, yes, John, I know. So what?
So what?
I know. Now, young men and women join the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. They're typically in their mid-20s. They think they're going to have a great career, doing the right thing for the right reasons, have a paycheck and a pension. I doubt they tell these youngsters when they join the ATF that when it comes to firearms, the majority of their work will be enforcing the 1938 Nazi gun laws on the streets of America. I doubt they tell them that, do they, Sam?
They probably don't mention that, John. You know, that's not really motivating for the youngsters, right? We don't want the truth getting in the way of a really highly motivated tyranny operation.
Right.
Having said that, I will tell you this. The ATF, they do a great job tracking down stolen guns. Okay, there are some things that the ATF does. that are legit. The problem is that it's not a federal authority. All of that should be done by state agencies coordinated state to state. We don't want the federal government doing this stuff. And, you know, I had a customer call me from a state. They wanted to come to a training class, and they didn't want to fly with their weapon. I'm like, why don't you want to fly with your weapon? They're like, well, because if I fly with my weapon when I fly home, they'll confiscate my rifle. And I'm like, why do you guys put up with this in your state? What on earth is wrong with America right now that we tolerate this level of intrusion and this level of fake laws, fake authority, fake everything? You know, why do you tolerate that? If you live in New York or you live in New Hampshire or you live in Vermont or where, I don't care, wherever, New Jersey, why are you tolerating these criminals you call politicians? Why don't you elect some legit people? What is going on? Get involved in government. Fix it. It drives me crazy, John, that these people tolerate this stuff. And you know what? They're so indoctrinated. They don't even realize that in states like Missouri, people live free. And I'll give you an example. Do you know I could gift my 19-year-old son a handgun? Everybody thinks you need to be 21 years old to have a handgun. Right, you don't. But in Missouri, I could get – and let me ask you this question. If you could sign up in the Marine Corps, as my daughter did at the age of 17, if you could sign up and go overseas and put your life on the line for your country at 17, 18 and shoot federally purchased tax dollar weapons and kill the enemy with those weapons, but you can't come home and own a handgun, you got to be 21? What kind of insanity is that? And the reason why it doesn't work in our society is because we've gotten away from individual responsibility, individual accountability. If we would hold individuals accountable instead of write a one-size-fits-all law that doesn't solve anything, we might actually fix some of this stuff.
There's a book I want to mention. It's limited availability by the group called the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Here's the title of the book, Gun Control, Gateway to Tyranny. My copy, I love it. It has the 1968 Gun Control Act, page by page. On the left page, you see the text of the American Gun Control Act, 1968. On the opposite page, on the right, is the corresponding page of the English translation of the German 1938 gun control laws. And you look left, you look right, you look left, you look right, and minor changes to the 1938 Nazi gun laws to become the 1968 Gun Control Act. Senator Dodd from Connecticut made a request to the Library of Congress to 1967 to have an English translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws, which the Library of Congress graciously gave to him. Senator Dodd's people took the 1938 Nazi gun laws and revised it very little, quite frankly, very little, to have it become Gun Control Act of 1968, which, by the way, was supported by the National Rifle Association. Even Charlton Heston supported it at the time. The NRA was ignorant. Charlton Heston was ignorant of the reality of what was being done here, weren't they, Sam?
Well, the NRA stands for Not Really Americans. I'm just going to tell you right now. I'm going to say it. Yeah, Sam said it. The NRA stands for Not Really Americans. Name me one gun control law the NRA has actually opposed. Remember the bump stock ban? Yes. The NRA didn't say nothing. Remember the forearm brace stuff? The NRA didn't say anything. The 1968 Gun Control Act? The NRA didn't say anything.
No, they did. They supported it.
Yeah.
They supported it. They weren't a matter of being quiet. They actually didn't oppose it. Gun Control Act in 1968.
And that's my point. See, a lot of people don't realize that the NRA is actually made of two different divisions. You have the civilian side, and you have the law enforcement training division. Now, the law enforcement training division brings in 85% of the money. So who do you think's really calling the shots at the NRA? Do you think it's the civilian elected board on the civilian side that brings in 15% of the money, or do you think it's the law enforcement training division that brings in 85% of the money? I'm telling you, the power is where the money is. Now, guess what? The law enforcement training division is run by all retired FBI agents. Now do you understand why the NRA stands for not really Americans? The FBI is the most corrupt, most absolute, disgustingly corrupt violators of our people, of any law enforcement agency in the history of the United States. The FBI murders people and gets away with it. Remember I said that.
Absolutely. Here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Farmers Monday with Sam Mendes, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. Sam, the U.S. Army is running advertisements for new recruits featuring white males jumping out of airplanes, as opposed to females bragging about their lesbian mothers. it's a sea change, isn't it?
Well, somebody realized that they're not filling slots. You know, isn't that amazing? So their marketing strategy changed, right?
Right, right.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I just want to know why the now former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Milley, why is he not being tried and hung for treason? Do you know my special
Well, who's going to do that, the Army or the Department of Justice? I don't see either one doing that.
Well, the bottom line is he should be called before the Congress and held to answer for his crimes, right? I mean, this guy, my SF buddies are telling me about all the saw guns, the M60s, the M4s, that they're pulling off dead Hamas warriors.
That's right.
Over
That's
in
right.
Israel. Who's going to account for this? Just like the FBI? Nobody. You've got dead women, Israeli women, dead children. You know, we had a combat medic course a month ago, right?
Right, right.
And, I called four different medical companies to resupply us for new supplies, so we have them on hand, stuff we used up in the course, right? And the owners of these med supply companies are telling me, we're sending 4 to 10 times the stuff to Israel in bandages and wound care than we sent to Ukraine. And the media is not telling us what's going on over there. They're not telling us the level of horror that Hamas visited on innocent women and children in Israel. Now imagine that. And now we're pulling M4s, American-made M4s that were in Afghanistan and machine guns that were in Afghanistan off these dead Hamas fighters? Who's going to jail for this? Biden should be tried for treason. He should be impeached first and then tried for criminal felony treason. And Milley should be right there alongside with him. And the Secretary of Defense that's in between Biden and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs should be hanging right with those two.
Well, Sam, when we send anything to one of the most corrupt countries on the planet, that would be Ukraine, should we be surprised or shocked that that corrupt government is going to sell those things on the open market?
Well, it's not just Ukraine. It's all the stuff we left in Afghanistan.
Roger that. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll get back. We're going to find out what is the Firearms Tip of the Week. We'll be right back.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.